Hey there, traders. Looking to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes a day? Then you need to head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com right now, where you can get our five-step system to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes per day. And the only place to get that is at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
Today's episode of the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast is sponsored by FinClub.ai. FinClub.ai helps you take the guesswork out of trading. Now, what do I mean by that? They actually use artificial intelligence and advanced algorithms to bring you the best stock picks on a daily basis. And it's one of the tools that we use at 10MinuteStockTrader.com because they really do deliver the best stock picks that I've seen anywhere. It's absolutely unreal. Just looking over the last week of trading, they have win rates that are 88%, 92%, 93%, and 94%. I mean, it's fantastic and kind of scary how well that this program works. And these are some of the tools that the big Wall Street banks use. And FinClub.ai has made it available to you and everybody through your phone, through your computer, through your iPad, anywhere you want to have it. These artificial intelligence tools are yours to use to find the best stock picks out there. Now, if you sign up for their service by April 1st, 2019, you're going to be getting huge discounts. I mean, big discounts, kind of like they might be losing money by having you on the service by using these kind of discounts. But even after that point, they're still going to be offering some awesome discounts when you use the code 10MINUTE. That's 10MINUTE. Make sure you use that code so you can get these giant discounts. And you're probably skeptical, right? How is there going to be a service that offers these awesome stock picks for a really great price, and at the same time, you know, people like me use them, people like Wall Street banks use them? But you know what? They have a 14-day free trial. So go out and try it and see for yourself. See if you can actually use this in your own portfolio, because I'm pretty sure you're going to find some awesome stock picks. And whenever you see how well that they hit those target numbers that they're putting out there, it's going to freak you out, because it freaked me out the first time I saw it. I emailed the developers there and I was like, this is unreal. You guys are about to become billionaires. And they're like, yeah, we know. So get in the service while you can, because honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't think it's going to be around forever because it's so good. It's going to be scooped up by a VC firm or a Wall Street bank, and then we're not going to have it anymore. So sign up while you can, essentially, is what I'm trying to tell you. And make sure you use the code 10MINUTE. That's 10MINUTE. And you will be just as blown away as I was by FinClub.ai and their artificial intelligence platform. So which is better, dealing with the trade gone wrong when it reaches your tested strike, or dealing with the trade gone wrong when it reaches your break-even point? We're going to discuss that today on the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we give you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance by Redwood Media Group, founder and head trader of 10MinuteStockTrader.com, Christopher Yule. Hey there, 10-Minute Traders, and welcome back to the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. And do me a favor real quick, make sure you like and subscribe and enable notifications so you never miss any of the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter that we upload every single week. Now, today, we're going to be talking about tested versus break-evens on the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. So what do I mean by tested, and what do I mean by break-even? Well, first off, we're talking about selling options here. We're not talking about buying them. Tested means that, let's say I have sold the 100 strike option and the strike current stock price maybe is down at 90 or 95. If I sell the 100 call strike, that means anything up to the call strike that I've sold is a good place to be. It's a good profitable trade. If it reaches my 100 call strike, I am going to start having some issues. Now, tested, meaning that it's coming to up to, maybe it's bouncing around the 100 strike mark, right? The price of it is bouncing around the area that I've sold. Break even is where we take the strike that we've sold. So we've sold the 100 strike call in this example. We sold it for example, 50 cents. Our break even is a 100 strike call plus the 50 cents in credit that we've taken in. So our break even point is 150 cents. Now, it's up to you, really, based on your risk tolerance, if you want to start working on defending the trade or closing the trade when it's at the 100 strike or when it's at the 150, your break-even point, essentially. Now, the first thing to do in this case is determine your risk tolerance. I sure hope you have already put in a trade plan and written it down so you know exactly what you're going to do here. Now, for me, for my example, I tell people this, and this is actually what I do when I trade, is I look to trade 6 to 8% of my account in any one trade. Some people might say that that's really light. Why are you only going 6 to 8%? Because I want to have A, great sleep at night so I don't have to worry about my trades, and B, I still have a lot of capital that I can use when I'm only trading 6 to 8%. Now, on the flip side of that, you're going to have people that say, wow, 6 to 8% is kind of heavy. That seems like a lot going out on this short options trade. Here's the other caveat to that. I look to close, I don't roll, I look to close trades whenever I've reached basically a 50% loss. So if my account, let's say my account is $1,000 and my 6 to 8% would be $60 to $80 on the trade. That sounds, yeah, that's right. Okay, just doing the math in my head real quick. All right, so let's say our risk tolerance is $60 to $80, which is really not much at all. Now, somebody that would have a lot of risk tolerance may say, that's what I want. But for me, I'm very risk averse in this case. Now, it's because I've lost a lot of money, as I've said many times, and I've learned a lot of expensive lessons along the way. I look to close at half of that. So really, I'm only risking 3 to 4% of my account in any one trade. By doing that, I can have 25 to 33 trades in my account at almost any time, and I know I can do 25 to 30 trades in a row, and it would take all of those being losers before my account has blown up, which hopefully that's not the case. But with that being said, you've got to determine your risk tolerance. That's the first step here if we're talking tested versus break even. Is it going to be 6 to 8%? Is it going to be 2 to 3%? Whatever the case is for you, you've got to determine that going into the trade. So that wraps up today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Hey, do me a favor real quick before we go. Make sure you like and subscribe and enable notifications so you never miss any of the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And I'll see you on the next episode. How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, we give you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And I think the smartest thing you could do is open a new brokerage account with Tastyworks. Tastyworks is a brokerage platform that I use and I recommend. The commission structure is absolutely unbeatable at $1 per leg total. Now, if you sign up for a free Tastyworks account using the code 10MINUTE, that's 10MINUTE, I'll give you $150 in free 10-minute trader exclusive bonuses from 10MinuteStockTrader.com. Just for opening a free account at Tastyworks. Remember to use the code 10MINUTE, that's 10MINUTE, when signing up for your new Tastyworks account today. Now, another thing that I like to do is I look to take advantage of trends using moving averages. Let's say the 5 and 20 moving averages crossover, or the 10 and 50 crossover. And you can learn more about that in Steve Burns' book, 50 Moving Averages That Beat, Buy, and Hold. Now, let's say I'm following in on these trends, and I can basically follow the trend. Like, let's say if the current stock price is at 100 and I want to go long, I could maybe sell a 95-94 call spread, something really small like that, several strikes away from the money. And if you look at the moving averages there, it may be below all the key moving averages. That's what I look at when I'm putting on trades. Is it trending in a certain direction? Do the moving averages confirm that? And what moving averages can I place my trade beyond so that I stay away from the current stock price and have these high probability trades? They're moving in the direction that I need, and I've been able to structure them for the right implied volatility scenario, which is in a different lesson here. But that's the way I look to do it. Where is it going? Can I get in behind this trend, and can I stay far enough away from the trend so that I'm not boxing in a trade like in an iron condor and I see this great trend and then all of a sudden now I have to deal with my call strikes being tested because there was a great trend that I decided to get in front of. Yeah, I've learned a lot of lessons about not getting in front of trends because they have taken a lot of money from me. So let's say you did get in front of that trend. Now you've got to make the decision. Am I going to work on this trade when it reaches my tested point, or am I going to work on this trade when it reaches my break-even point? Now, this is where the risk tolerance comes into play. If, for example, your risk tolerance is very low, like mine, maybe you're looking to take off the trade at 3 to 4%, irrespective of how far it is to your short strike or to your break-even. Now, if you like more risk, then the break-even may make sense because it's going to go in the money before it reaches the break-even point. If you like less risk, maybe it's the tested strike that once it gets close to there, you're looking to take that off. Either way, both of these are going to be showing a loser if you've sold these options out of the money. It's just the way the math works. So you've got to decide ahead of time. And trust me, do this ahead of time. You don't want to be sitting there in the moment because you're going to be like, well, I'll give it a couple more days after that. 6 days later, it's 12 strikes in the money. Oh, what should I do now? Have a trading plan in place. Know what your risks are going into the trade. And you know what? You can absolutely step in front of any trend you want to. I'm not going to be there with you, but you can step in front of any trend you want to. And then you're going to have to deal with these strikes that are now going to be losing money. Now, granted, any trend can turn around and go the opposite direction at any time. And I'm certainly not saying that trends are impossible. Trends only go one direction and it's very easy to pick trends. I'm not saying that. But if you can get far enough away from things and the key moving averages are above, essentially, if you've sold put strikes, you don't have to worry so much about it because it kind of works out on its own. The prices are going to move away from you, from your short put strike, and then the price of the put strike that you've sold is going to come down in value and you can buy it back cheaper. Like I've said before, you want to sell something when it's priced like a Mercedes and then buy it back when it's priced like a Hyundai. All right, you want to take advantage of that spread between the two. So should you worry about your trade when it's at the tested point, or should you worry about your trade when it's at the break-even point? The choice is yours. And I don't say that to try and discount this, but really, you put this trade on, you're going to have to figure out ahead of time, and trust me, please do this ahead of time, not in the moment. You're going to have to figure out ahead of time where your risk tolerance lies if it has to do with the tested strike, if it has to do with a break-even point, or if it has to do with how much of a loser the trade is, okay? Figuring that ahead of time and then deciding to pursue the risk mitigation in this case, whether it's rolling, whether it's closing, whether it's doing opposing spreads, there's lots of things you can do, which we could go over in other lessons. But the point is, tested or break-even, the choice is yours based on your own risk tolerance. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. I know you're a listener, but are you a watcher? Make sure you head on over to YouTube, type in 10 Minute Stock Trader, and subscribe to the 10MinuteStockTrader.com YouTube channel. Every week, I upload all the podcasts as full videos, and that way you're getting the full 10-minute trading experience. That way you can have all the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. Make sure you subscribe to whatever podcast app you're listening to, and leave me a 5-star review if you don't mind. That would be fantastic. And whenever you're done with that, head on over to 10MinuteStockTrader.com and download the 1-Minute Options Trading Quick Start Guide. It'll give you all the tools, tips, and tricks that I use in my own portfolio, and it never gets outdated, and it will apply to every single options trade out there, so I think it'll be pretty useful for you. And while you're there, check out the free portfolio page. That'll show you everything that I've traded over the last year in full transparency. And since you're on the website already, check out the free trading course. In this free trading course, I give you every single thing that I know and use in my own portfolio, and I definitely think it'll help you out too. And then, after you're done there, head on over to tastyworks.com and sign up using the code 10MINUTE, that's 10MINUTE, and I'll send you over $150 in free 10-Minute Trader exclusive bonuses from 10MinuteStockTrader.com. And most of all, thank you so much for letting me be a part of your day. I really appreciate the fact that you and I have connected today and that you've chosen to put me inside your earbuds. That means the absolute world to me. And thank you so much for stopping by. 10MinuteStockTrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule, through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of trading securities trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice, tailored to any particular client situation or investment objectives. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Stocks, options, futures, futures options, and other financial instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment and financial trading decisions, and for evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any financial security and broker platform. For more information, please visit 10MinuteStockTrader.com/legal. And thanks for stopping by. So that wraps up today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Hey, do me a favor real quick before we go. Make sure you like and subscribe and enable notifications so you never miss any of the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And I'll see you on the next episode.